According to David Papineau, co-director of the National Marriage Project at Rutgers University, the latest figures put us about on par with the rest of the nation. What's not surprising, he says, is the decline in marriage. According to the Department of Health Services, there were 715 fewer weddings in the state last year, and weddings have been on the decline in Wisconsin since 1980. Papineau says nationally marriages have been slipping since the 70s. But he says the slight uptick in divorce recently, well, that's new.
I don't think anybody anticipated that there would be an increase in divorce.
There were 427 more divorces last year in the state, the first upward swing since 1990. Nationally, Papineau says divorce has been on the decline for the last 25 years until recently. He says he can't place the blame squarely on recession, but the history is there.
Stresses and so on involved in recessions, especially over the long term, increase the divorce risk. That's what happened during the Great Depression. At the very beginning, there was a slight downward trend, but then it just went up.
Milwaukee divorce lawyer Barbara Burbach was a little surprised that divorces were on the up since her caseload until just recently was actually down. But she says that's probably because many are going pro se or representing themselves to try to cut costs. Burbach says that while the economy may not be single-handedly ruining marriages, it probably isn't helping.
If the marriage is otherwise healthy and they can manage to work through the financial dispute, that's okay. But if the marriage is not healthy in other areas as well, that just exacerbates it.
Kristen Durst, Wisconsin Public Radio.